Application Academy is closing if you are applying to medical school in 2024 to start in 2025. We are closing in mid-April, April 12th or 13th, somewhere around there, somewhere in mid-April. We're closing our door. It's time for you to get in to Application Academy to get the support you need to put together your story so that you aren't one of those students that end up rejected because you didn't know how to tell your story. Come join us at applicationacademy.com. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. I'll see you soon at applicationacademy.com. The pre-med path can be super confusing. If you'd love some help on your path or on your applications, use the promo code PMY for pre-med years, PMY, over at medicalschoolhq.net and get some help from some of our experts, former directors of admissions, admissions officers, other experts. We have a small team ready to help you today. Again, that's promo code PMY to get a discount on our services at medicalschoolhq.net. The pre-med year, session number 409. Hello, and welcome to The Pre-Med Years, where we believe that collaboration, not competition, is key to your success. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Gray, and in this podcast, we share with you stories, encouragement, and information that you need to know to help guide you on your path to becoming a physician. And welcome to The Pre-Med Years. I am so excited that you are here today, because today's going to be a little bit different. You're going to get a peek behind the scenes of a mock interview that I did with a student just last week. And we had a little bit of a mini breakthrough for him. And just the way that I had talked about this subject to him, it obviously resonated with him. And so I got his permission to actually use the audio and the video at some point. I'll probably put on YouTube as well. But I got the permission to use this to really hopefully set it straight in your mind that you're not special. Now let that sink in. You're not special. Now you're like, Dr. Gray, wait, you give so much motivation and encouragement to students, and now you're telling me I'm not special. You talk about how your story matters, but you're not special. So let's go ahead and jump in, and we're going to jump into kind of an extended clip from one point to one question where he was struggling and we had a little conversation, and then we jumped into the heat of what I'm talking about. It's going to be a shorter episode for you today, but hopefully very impactful. I want you to reach out to me on social media, whether it's Twitter, on Instagram. I'm at Medical School HQ on Facebook, in the pre-med hangout, premedhangout.com if you're not there. And let me know what you thought about this little mini clip where I took a little bit of a conversation with a student that will hopefully help you as well. Now, I do lots of calls with students. I'm changing things up here in the near future to hopefully be able to help more students. So if that's something potentially you're interested in, stay tuned for that. But if you like this format where I'm actually playing back part of these coaching calls, it's potentially something that I'm going to do a lot more in the future with this new format that I may be going to with coaching, or that I will be going to with coaching. So let me know if you enjoyed this. Again, a little bit of a shorter clip for you today, but hopefully very, very impactful to really help you understand. And actually, I literally just got this notification in my email about a student who posted in the Hangout. And she said, this is kind of along the same lines, right? She posted this thing, I got accepted to medical school, all capital letters, lots of exclamation points. And a couple things she put here. She said, a few things I learned from Dr. Ryan Gray along the way. Number one, don't do something just because it will look good on your medical school application. Do things you want to do. My interviewers brought up things I like to do, such as flying rescue puppies around as a volunteer pilot, Bavarian dancing with my family, and my old days as a sports reporter. Tell your story. Your story matters. You're not special, though. My interviewers commented on my, quote, phenomenal writing, which I credit to Dr. Gray's personal statement book. I spent month after month, draft after draft, until I settled on my 18th. You're never too old. Thank you, Old Premeds. And you can get in with less than 500. I am proof. So just kind of going back to just a little bit of social proof here that what I'm telling you about you're not special, it hopefully will ring true and help you understand your story as you're going through this journey, because it is all about your journey, but you're still not special. Let's go and jump into the clip from this mock interview that I did with a student.
A weakness I would say would be, I don't know, I'm losing my thought on this one.
Let's stop for a second.
Yeah.
Why do you keep freezing?
I'm losing my thought and I can't. One, nervous.
What are you nervous about? It's just me.
I don't know. It's like in my head that I'm stuck. Because I'm thinking like ahead to, oh God, if this happens in like an actual thing, I'm screwed.
Well, that's why fear. We're practicing.
Right.
I think if you can get out of your head and understand that at the end of the day, this is it's just a conversation. It's just a conversation.
It's hard for me to get, even now I can tell my entire tone of conversation shifts. Mm-hmm. When it's a conversational versus like a rehearsed response. Not even a rehearsed response. But I remember really trying to practice that last cycle. And it's been what I'm like thinking of right now is how to use my regular conversational tone like this and like the responses I want to give. Do you think that just comes through practice?
It comes a little bit through practice, but it just comes through mindset. Just knowing, like, as soon as I said, okay, let's go, you're like, oh.
I know.
Headlights.
Literally though.
Yeah. But you just have to,
because like I know I have like the rational thought that like, oh, it's a conversation, like treat it like that, but it still doesn't change the way I act in it, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense.
Just conversation. That's all it is. All right. So as we continue just our conversation, what do you think is the biggest problem with our healthcare system?
Ooh, what I think has been, what COVID has really brought me to be aware of is the lack of coverage so many people have, especially with their insurance that's tied to employment. I think a big problem in the healthcare system is our insurance system. I think insurance has a large impact on choosing the treatments that people can get, the medications that are covered, the levels of treatment that are available for our children and adults and elderly populations. I would like to see in the future a system where we can expand coverage for every person. I think healthcare is a right that every person deserves. And I'll be honest, I don't have the answer for how that can be like instituted right now, but I think that's the direction I would hope our system moves to and is hopefully to practice it, or the system that I'm able to practice in my future.
See, just a conversation. Why didn't you freeze up with that one?
Why what? Did I or didn't I?
Did not.
I don't know. Because I feel like there's not as, when I think of the question, like, why do you want to be a doctor? I feel like there's so much pressure to that question.
Whereas, I don't know. What pressure is there?
That my answer has to be like one that sets me apart from everyone else, which it,
your answers will never set you apart from anyone else. They never will.
Expand on that.
As soon as you realize that you are one of tens of thousands of students interviewing, that your experiences are not special, that you are not special, that what you say and what you have done isn't different, isn't extraordinary, doesn't stand out. And at the end of the day, all they want to do is understand that
you're a normal person that can talk.
Understand that A, you don't interrupt. B, you have the stats to get through this whole process, right? That you're smart enough to do it. You meet some baseline level of genius there. That C, you have shown enough interest in this field to know what you're getting yourself into, and you understand your journey. You've reflected on your journey. And that D, you're someone cool that they want to chat with for the next 4 years.
There we go.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You're not special. Don't try to be.
I've never thought of it like that. I like that.
I've never really said it that way, but I like how I said it. So
yeah.
The YouTube video coming your way soon.
Inspired by this convo.
I was talking to a guy who thought he was special. Boy, did I put him in his place.
It's good though. The other thing that's difficult is when you give like a response. I like conversations that are like back and forth. So when it's like all pressure on you and like I have to talk for this period of time without any reciprocal back and forth conversation, it's difficult.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I'm going to, even at the end of that like last healthcare question, I started rambling. I think it was that one, but it's like, just make your point and go on.
And yeah, I feel like, just answer the question, and hopefully it turns into a conversation. But you can't control that. You can be as conversational as possible, but the interviewer may still just go question to question to question to question, and you just have to be okay with that.
The like recommendation is like 1.5-2 minutes per response.
I don't give any time. Time frame. The answer needs to be as long as it needs to be and no longer.
Okay.
It's going to be different for everyone.
Fair enough. Do you like suggest trying to like turn it into a conversation or just read the person? It's like, oh, if they aren't taking anything.
So I just said, right? You try to be as conversational as possible.
Okay.
But if they're not going to go there, then there's nothing you can do about it.
Sure.
Right? I wouldn't, at the end of your what's broken about our healthcare system, go, and what do you think about it, right? Trying to force it into a conversation. It's like, don't go there.
Would you say, I think tips I've been given like through college interview stuff for like internships, it's like, oh, if they say like list your top strengths and they don't specify a number, it's like list like two and like have one or two in the back of your mind in case they want to expand. And then
that's getting into the weeds of everything. I wouldn't get that nuanced in what you're trying to think about, what you're worried about. Focus big picture stuff.
Okay.
All right. There you have it. Short little clip. Hopefully that was helpful. A little behind the scenes. Now, this is a student who I've been helping over months. And so we have a kind of a built-in relationship and a little bit of banter back and forth. And obviously not just someone who I just met having that conversation. But that's typically how I am with my mock interviews. Anyway, I like to play with students and have fun with these sessions. So hopefully that was helpful for you. Again, reach out to me. I'm thinking about switching a lot of things up in the next few months so that I can help more students because I know that my one-on-one rates are very, very high, and I want to focus more on the content that I provide you all with everything that I'm doing at Mapped, which if you haven't checked that out yet, mapped.com, MAPPD.com. That's a huge focus of mine because I know that's going to help so many thousands of students that I'm not going to be able to help on my own. And then working with many more students at a much lower rate so that I can help more of you along your path to medical school. So with that said, I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time here on the Pre-Med Years.
This is MedEd Media.